Ninth paragraph, Bechorah, seventh Mishnah, Kates and Masrim. How to take off the Maisa? Coins and Ladir. He puts them into a stable. Right, so then Pesach Kotten, he has only one opening going out of it. Because they didn't want two animals to come at the same time, or confuse the count. Moin v'shefer, he counts with a staff, he gives each one a knock on the back of the staff. Echad, Shnaim, Shlosh, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Teisha. Count up to nine. V'yoytzasir, the one who comes at 10th, he would color it with this red dye. If he did not put the dye in it, and he did not count it with his staff, Shemon and Revutzim, or he owned him, he counted them laying down or standing up. They didn't walk past Elam Usarim. And the classic way of doing is they walk past, and the 10th one, he does it. But as long as it counts 10 and the 10th one, your ma'aseh is good enough. Oyelam maybe not to lasara. If he had 10, he knows that he has 100, he just took 10 on the side. Or asara not to lechad, he had 10, he took 1. Engze ma'aseh. Knows you have to count up to 10 and then claim the 10th ma'aseh. You don't have to be walking, but you have to make the count. He says, no, even that doesn't count. As long as the numbers, it's 1/10 of your animal, that's good enough. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then before counted 8, one of the ones that he already counted jumped into it. So that one can't be mitarif anymore because that one already was putter when it was counted. And now we're all confused. We don't know which is the one that was counted already and which was not. They're all putter, Ha'ele Peturim. Because each one's suffix. It's going to be the 10th one. Something animals that she already took out ma'isa from, then kulam yirat shi'istov v'yochel mumen l'baylim. Since we have this, we saw before, one of them was a korban that can mix it with all the other animals. That's a dinner korban in bottom, a bali chaim hard bottle, and therefore you wait till they get a moon, and then the baylim can eat it.